This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
This is sports with a capital F.
Hey, buddy. What's going on? This is Graham, and you're listening to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I'm going to be carrying Act One like a boss this week. I'm flying solo. Griff can't be with us. No hard feelings. He's a very busy man. Just ask him. All right, so World Baseball Classic is going on, and I'm here to tell you I really have come around on the World Baseball Classic. I never disliked it, but I never really had a good sense of how it was structured or how it worked, and I knew that after the first couple, America didn't win one. Excuse me, and I, in some respects, I lost interest. But this year, I really decided that I was going to make a concerted effort to watch the World Baseball Classic, some, none, or all, one way or the other. And I will say I was treated this weekend. It was pretty good. This last weekend, all three games USA played in were good. The Dominicans came back on them on Saturday. Like, whew. They blew a 5-run lead thanks to Andrew Miller. But Andrew Miller knows all about blowing leads late in games. I don't want to be too negative when I'm discussing the World Baseball Classic, because the point of this is to say that I think it's a pretty cool thing, and I like the way it's structured. I think that there are some marketing issues. I think that letting Major League Baseball have a stranglehold over who can and can't watch it is pretty ridiculous. I think it's kind of indicative of all the hypocrisy in baseball right now. I think if you look at baseball and the rule changes and everything they're trying to do, the excuse is that they're trying to make baseball more appealing while at the same time making access to actually watching baseball more restrictive, which I think is counterintuitive. If I could say anything to baseball is that you're never going to be the NFL and you should never make an effort to try to be the NFL. You saw what happened. Baseball should have taught the NFL the lesson. Baseball got too popular, it got too big, and then all the ugly side starts coming out, steroids, etc., etc., and then the same thing happened with the NFL. Like, it rose to this level of visibility that went beyond traditional NFL sports fans, and then all of a sudden the world knows what every NFL fan already knew. The game is incredibly dangerous, and, you know, a lot of these guys are basically being paid to engage in violence, organized violence for a living. And, you know, they're like modern day gladiators. And I think the amount of shock around the fact that A, they're aggressive people, and B, that the NFL wasn't super upfront with it seemed a little absurd as someone who'd been watching football for more than 5 years. I've digressed pretty seriously there. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the World Baseball Classic though. Yeah, so it's pretty cool, and I like that it's a global tournament. I think it's pretty interesting that some of the smaller countries, not smaller countries, that's not really fair, but countries with a less visible baseball footprint are being represented. You know, Israel's made a run. They've advanced into the second round. The Netherlands has a baseball team. The Canadians had a baseball team. They were immediately put out in the first round. Oh, and I would like to say it was kind of interesting getting to see Ryan Dempster out on a mound pitching at 42 years old for the Canadians. It didn't go well. It didn't go well at all, but it was interesting. So yeah, so I'm encouraging everybody, take a look at the World Baseball Classic. It's thoroughly interesting. I think it's really cool. It does kind of suck because you live on the East Coast. The rest of the tournament, there's not a game you want to see that starts before 9 o'clock at night, unless it's a game being played overseas. And it sounds like all of those start at 6 a.m. So schedule accordingly, folks. I think that they need to make access to it wider. And I don't think anyone would argue with that, that it should be available for free streaming online and should be marketed as such. Trying to bring people into the fold of baseball. Don't exclude them. Excuse me, because they have some kind of strange vendetta against the cable companies. But yeah, that's my piece on World Baseball Classic, and somehow it was a little bit about football. On to March Madness. Oh, but one more thought on the World Baseball Classic as it relates to Team USA. I would like to see more public pressure put on Major League Baseball players of a high caliber to play in the World Baseball Classic. And it goes beyond my typical negative argument where I just say, you're a baseball player, play baseball. But I mean, you know, this is an opportunity to represent your country. Guys playing for the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico and any other international team. Freddie Freeman played for the Canadians this year. I feel like they're not going to give in to managerial pressure to not go represent their countries. Whereas, like, we ran a pitching staff out that could have been so much better this go-around. And I'm speaking in the past tense like it's already over, but if we don't summit and win it this year, I think that it will be a result of reluctance on the part of baseball players to go do essentially what they were going to do anyway. You're already playing spring training games this time of year. You know, yeah, you may be expected to give a little more because the games matter in some more tangible sense, but they definitely should be playing. And that's my final piece on the World Baseball Classic. I didn't mean to end on such a negative note, folks, but I did want to say that it's time for American players to step up to the plate, pun intended, and play for Team USA. But yeah, how about that? There's Act One. I did it all by myself, and nobody even made me get in the car to go do it. I just walked in here and did it. Not that hard. All right, well, so enjoy this little break, and in the backside, there will be a conversation between me and Griff about something from a time I don't remember. Let's talk about that, though. Let's talk about what it is about you that is so important about predicting the future. Do you get like a headache? Do you get like deja vu and your nose bleeds? And then all of a sudden you're like, the Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
It's usually when I'm taking a poop that has like, you ever taken a poop and it's like it's scraping like sandpaper, like there's stuff in it?
Yeah, like it's spiky. Spiky poop.
Yeah, something like, yeah, spiky. That's usually what triggers it.
Oh, I could see that.
At least spiky, it was in this case.
Spiky poop often pushes me towards religion. Usually, like, if I ever have a desire to appeal to a higher power, it's always because of spiky poop. For sure.
And you know what? Sometimes I think about stuff I say and it's so... It makes me feel like I'm a Cardinals fan.
I know, that was a Cardinals fan level conversation. Yeah, we apologize. Classless. We here at Sports with a Capital F apologize for behaving like a bunch of toothless Cardinals fans. But we're back.
Just barely able to function society. I would imagine just savages, basically. Barely above a caveman.
I have a note here written down that just this. I obviously was taking notes over the course of the weekend. Writing down single words. Most of this is nonsense, but the only one that's actually intriguing is it just says, remember dinosaurs? ?
As a matter of fact, I do. I remember one time when I was in kindergarten.
Remember dinosaurs? Maybe I was talking about the TV show. Remember the TV show? Maybe that's what I was talking about.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital F.